Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt that you were down? You had no one to talk to, no one to turn to, no one to look forward to, meaning there was no one that you felt like understood you or wanted to even listen to your problems. But let me tell you, if there is anybody out there feeling like that tonight, there is always someone that you can call on that will be there in an instant. He's like no other. He is the one who created you. He is the one who loves you. No matter what you think, he will always be there. Yes, I'm talking about that man. That man they call Jesus. Because Psalms 145, 18 and 19 tells us, the Lord is near to all who call on him. To all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He also hears their cries and saves them. So tonight, if I'm talking to anyone out there who is feeling like they needed someone to talk to, but they called the mom, she was busy. They called the father, he was out of town. You called on family and friends, but they did not answer the phone. God will always answer the phone for you. He's never too busy to hear whatever you have to say. And guess what? He will always take time to listen to you. And he will be sincere in his listening. He won't hold anything against you. He won't look down on you. He will take what you say and take it to heart. Not only will he take it to heart, he will heal your soul. He will calm you, and he can put you to sleep. He will rest your soul. A lot of times, you know, people say, if you can't sleep, read the Bible. And some people may think the opposite, that the Bible is boring. The Bible is not boring. Do you know why if you read the Bible, you go to sleep? Because the words of God, they calm your spirit. They calm your soul, and they put your life at peace. So the next time that you feel that you have no one to talk to, no one to turn to, don't turn to the bottle. Don't turn to drugs. Don't turn to the ones who will not be there for you. Turn to the one who will always be there, who is never too busy. And that man is God, because he is real, and there's nothing like the way he will make you feel. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
Oh, yes. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. So excited and delighted that you guys are joining us tonight on the E-Man After Show. We're back for another great episode. Man, I tell you, I got my sidekick in the building. She's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network tonight on the phone lines. It is the E-Man After Show. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. Mm-hmm. Man, we want to appreciate all of you that's out there on the network that's calling in on tonight. We have another great show for you. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network, man. We're heard all around the globe.
We are.
We want to appreciate you guys that come every Sunday night to listen to We Talk Radio Network, the E-Man After Show, and listen to all the great shows that's over here on the network. Why? Because we're on all social media.
Yes, we are.
Man, we're on all social media. If you like to follow We Talk Radio Network, you can follow us here at www.wetalkradionetwork.com. WeTalkRadio.com, and you can follow us, Mandy. Mm-hmm. And I know it's other sites over there they can follow us on. Why don't you help us understand them other apps that they got out there?
Right, right. So you guys can follow us on YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, Castbox, Buzzsprout, Podbean.
you caught me with my mouth open. We're over here celebrating tonight.
We are celebrating tonight, man.
I thought you were going to read some more, man. Yeah, we was going to have cake, but we got cookies going on over here tonight.
We do.
Because we're celebrating Dr. Fred Bell segment on tonight. We want to appreciate all of you guys coming in on the phone line. Man, you were supposed to keep reading.
okay.
But then we got a YouTube channel that you guys can follow us just as well, man. YouTube channel, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But if they need to subscribe, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. How they do that, Mandy?
Yes, guys. So you just want to hit that subscribe button, also the notification bell, so that you can be notified when We Talk Radio Network upload new content.
Yes, and yes. Yeah, you guys can do that. Well, man, it is Women History Month. We've been celebrating women all month long. Mm-hmm. We still want to celebrate to all of you women out there. Why? Because we know the month of March is, you know, we've been celebrating women. So whatever you're doing out there, to put your foot in the sand, to make a footprint, keep on doing it.
Yeah.
And so we want to appreciate all of you. And then, man, it's been COLA Cancer Awareness Month.
It has been.
We talked a little bit about that this month. And so hopefully you guys, have got yourself checked out. Or if you haven't, and even you sisters, I hope you go get checked out. Make sure. Because the key of, because I went and got checked out just as well. Mm-hmm. And so the key is if they find any problems, they can find out if it's cancerous or not.
Right.
So guys, you want to do that early detection. We want to do all of that, right?
Yes, we do.
Listen, man, we just came off the Mandy the Mentor Show. We had a great show over there on Blog Talk Radio. Let's Talk It Up with Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what were we talking about tonight? Frenemies. What a great conversation.
Proficient frenemies.
Yeah, that was a great conversation over there on Blog Talk Radio Network. So, man, I'm still honoring you. Salute to you. You being the woman on the panel tonight around the domino table. Appreciate you tonight.
Right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, what are we talking about tonight? What are we doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen? This young man, he's a deacon of his church,
mm-hmm.
and his name is Deacon Fred Bell. And, we had an idea because during COVID, man, there were different people was talking. People just couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. They just, even in the school system, you got to talking to people. People were just overwhelmed by the stresses and strains of life, right?
Right.
And we just thought it would be fitting that we were trying to figure out what can we do to help people, right?
Right.
And so Dr. Fred Bell, Deacon Fred Bell, this guy been putting out these segments, that he's been encouraging people through the Word of God.
Yes.
For over 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing it faithfully. And, I had a conversation with him because it just dropped in my, in my head. Man, this will be fitting because people keep talking, they can't sleep, they call it a summer. What uh-huh. What can we do? So, man, we went mid and sit down and talked to Dr. Fred Bell and a year ago today.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing a segment. Can you believe he's been doing a segment over here for a year on the E-Man After Show?
It has been a year.
Man, because, we've been on for a year,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of came on right after, a few months later after we came on the air. Mm-hmm. Doing the show.
Right.
And man, it's all, man, how time fly.
Time does fly.
And but boy, I tell you, people have been blessed by this encouragement for your soul by Fred Bell, because Reverend Gers a few weeks ago, he alluded to it. It's kind of what you lay down on that's in your psyche.
Mm.
And so that was the whole purpose of having the idea to do it, to mm-hmm. help someone.
Right.
To help someone to go to sleep. Matter of fact, let me play this little anniversary song. Because we're saluting and honoring him. We want to encourage this young man to keep doing
what you're doing.
What you're doing. Yeah. Why? Because people, he's been putting them out for 9 years on Facebook.
Right.
And People just been blessed by them. And so for a whole year, people around the network, people on the, you know, that we run into, they say they've been enjoying his segment. People just call in just to hear his segment.
It's very effective. And, and I think about, we hear the ones that are saying they're enjoying his segment. I wonder how many salary listeners we have that are, you know, that heart is being penetrated by what he has to offer, you know.
Right, right.
His segments are truly encouraging.
Yes. And he puts one out every day out on Facebook. And a lot of times, Mandy, you know, we'll share, we'll send them out just as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's that cookie, though.
we got cookies
everywhere.
I
don't know if Fred's celebrating tonight, but we celebrate.
We are celebrating, yes.
I should have invited him and his wife over. But those of you that's listening out on the network, on the phone lines, why don't you call us tonight at 563-999-3456. If you've been enjoying the segment, has it blessed you in any type of way?
Right.
You know, just encourage this brother Hart. I mean, you know, he's been faithful to the call.
Yes,
you know, and those of you was wondering who that was when we started the show, that was a segment he did a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And so all night long, we're going to be running his segment. He got a great one for tonight at 9:35.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just running his segment. So why? You guys, you know, at the end of the day, you'll be blessed by, you know, something positive that's going down in your psyche before you lay down and go to sleep tonight.
That's right.
And so, look like I see him standing by. Let me see if I can bring Fred Bell in. Mr. Fred Bell, Deacon Fred Bell, how are you this evening, sir?
All right.
Well, congratulations to you, man. We are so excited and delighted to have you back on the E-Man After Show, man. We so appreciative of you. And tonight, we just wanted to give you your flowers while you here living.
That's right.
You know?
Appreciate it.
We over here having cookies and, you know, my goodness, my wife, I said, last week you told him a cake. We're going to do some cookies tonight. Yeah, man, so we want to appreciate you and these segments that you are doing. Can you think it's been a whole year, huh, bro?
Yep. That year rolled around.
But, man, boy, I tell you, but people are being blessed by it, so... Tonight, those of you that's been blessed by this word and just want to congratulate Deacon Fred Bell and just say hello, or, you know, they'll just sit on the phone line and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
They won't say, you try to bring them in on the back line, Fred. They don't want to say, now they just want to hear the thing.
Right.
So, man, well, you know, Fred, let me ask you this question, man. How, you already gave us your testimony, how it inspired you, but, how long do it normally for you to put one of these segments together? Whether you just come from a Bible scripture, you just decide. How did that whole process work?
No, what it is, like some days when I wake up, the majority of days I wake up and I ask God when I pray, give me something that will bless something to be said on the radio, something to just be my wife to say something. I may hear something on the TV. And I'm just listening to something, I'll put it together. Or like if I'm working on something, and like I was thinking about one about love. And my friend asked me, if I could change anything in the world, what would I change? If I could change two things, I would change how people react to each other, which is love. And the Bible scripture came about, I said, if you change that, and if everybody loved, you wouldn't have to change anything else. Because love would take care of everything. And so when the scriptures come together, all I do is, the ones that I do on your show, they take a little bit longer sometimes, because I have to talk, I'm just talking. But
right.
The ones that I actually do on the, doing the Facebook and all that, those don't take that long. I can just think of some, and you know, you can only put so many words either on a text, on Facebook, you can put it on, but if I send too many words out in a text, it goes out as a multimedia message, and I don't want to go to, I send it to so many people, I don't want everybody getting other people's calls. So I try to make it as small, but as impactful as it can. And I just ask God to bless somebody with this scripture, or somebody with the word. And if there's one person, then I've done my job.
Right, right. Well, man, I tell you, it's just really been a blessing to those of us that's, you know, here listening, you know, being encouraged by the word of God, man. And so just keep up the good work. you know, just keep up the good work. Keep sending them to us. We enjoying them, you know.
Yes,
yes, man.
Yes, yes. No, I truly have been blessed by the words that you have provided, you know, just the depth of what you speak. And we've received great feedback in regards to what you put out, you know, on Facebook, and also people that call into the show. Even they may not say much, but they're listening and their hearts are being penetrated. We hear a lot of inspiration, and inspiration is good. And although we honor everyone that put out inspiration, Mr. Fred Bell, this is something that I know that you are called to, because you are making an impact and it's very effective. So I want to say on the behalf of the E-Man After Show, thank you. Thank you for the services that you have provided. Thank you for, you know, what you do naturally because you're called to it, but thank you for giving your yes, because so many people's days have been uplifted and their nights because of what you have provided.
Yes.
I really appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome, sir. And those of you that's calling in tonight, the phone lines are lighting up. If you want to encourage Deacon Fred Bell, you can hit number one on your phone. You have to hit number one, and it signals and let us know that you are, you know, you want to encourage him going tonight. And just encourage him from these segments, because you're coming back next year, aren't you, bro? Yeah, well, as long as E-Man got a show, your segment will be on. As long as E-Man is doing this show over here, your segment will be on that show, because they have came a part of the show. And, you know, it's just so fitting. And you just never know what God has for us and how he just do things, because God always does everything well.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so, just keep up the good work and just sit back. We'll take some phone calls. Those of you that's calling in tonight, standing by, you can hit option one if you want to be encouragement to Deacon Fred Bell. To encourage his heart, because at the end of the day, you know, no matter who we are, just like the minister said today, you know, we see the outside of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, most people have heard Dr. Fred Bell's testimony,
right?
First and foremost, but a lot of times people don't even have a clue what's going on behind the scenes.
So true.
Don't have a clue by what's going on in life.
Yeah.
Why? Because God got us behind the veil. We look one way when you see us, but, you know, the challenges that goes on with the stresses and strains of life and just all that goes through life. This young man had cancer, pulled through that, had all kind of obstacles.
Right.
But it didn't stop him from putting the word of God out. So, man, keep on keeping on and then just allowing God to use you, Fred. And, man, we're going to take a break. When we come back out of this break, we're going to take some of these phone calls and let these people encourage your heart, Dr. Fred Bell. I call you Dr. Fred Bell because everybody's Dr. Me, man.
No. But, you know, doctor is something that you specialize in, and I honestly think it's fitting. It's very fitting. So,
Well, my wife says fitting, bro.
It is.
All right. Well, just before we go to break, we got 1 minute before we go to break. Let's take this call real quick before we go to break. Last four numbers, 6021. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Mary Blanton. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, ma'am?
Good. I listen to Deacon Bell. He and I both go to the same church.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I just moved here from California. It's been 5 years that I've been a member of Love and Fellowship.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And he's to be such a young man, not that I'm that old, but his words of encouragement in a short period of time, also he teaches Sunday school, which you already know.
Yes,
he
ma'am.
It gives me strength, and it gives me peace and stronger in God's word in a short period of time.
Yes. Boy, that's awesome.
And it means a lot to me. And I've been attending this. I didn't realize it's been a year.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, ma'am.
Time flies, right? Well, we know you've been encouraged, and we just ask you to keep listening. He said he's coming back for another year. We got him for another year.
Right.
We got him until God release us from him. But, you know, with this being you coming from California, this is just so encouraging. I know it's encouraging to him, because we do know he do a Sunday school service over at his church. And
yes,
him coming on the E-Man After Show, ma'am, this show is heard all around the globe. And so many people have just been blessed by this particular thing. You just, it's just amazing how God worked, isn't it, ma'am?
That's true.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you so much for listening. So keep listening.
Oh, I will.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Well, we want to thank that caller for a call, you know, that's calling in to share with Deacon Fred Bell. But ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break. When we come back out of this break, we shall continue our phone calls. Why? Because this young man, Fred Bell, he's been doing this segment over here for about a year, and we want to appreciate him and keep him encouraged and keep on keeping up the good work. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spent so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my inhibitions. It's my prerogative to live the way I live. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm grown. I appreciate all you've done for me. But I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you.
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Mandy, we're back in the building.
We are back.
We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. Hope you have had a blessed day. Man, we have had a marvelous day. Appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us tonight. Something what happened to my mouse, it just went away. Hopefully I can get it back. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
We want to thank all you guys. Why? Because we're celebrating tonight. We're celebrating Deacon Fredville. We'll bring him back in shortly. We're celebrating his one-year anniversary of his segment.
Yes.
Encouragement for the Soul. Man, I tell you, all our souls need encouragement. Because, boy, we got a word on today. Wasn't that a word on today, Mandy?
Yeah, it was.
Boy, I can't think of the pastor name that preached today, but we was out at the Frisco Church down in we broadcast this show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex over at the Potter's House, and that brother there, boy, he was from the River Church. I just remember that.
Yeah.
And boy, he came on with it today, didn't he?
He really did.
Yes, yes. And over at our main church, we have Pastor John Hanna was over there today.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to thank all of you guys that join us every Sunday night. Shout out to all the women. This is the last Sunday for Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Woman History Month has been all month long, and hopefully you celebrated that significant woman in your life, or that grandmother, or that person that, you know, have spoken into your life, your wife, your first lady. Shout out to my first lady, Pastor, Pastor Cheryl Brady. First Lady Sarita Jakes. First Lady Sarita Jakes, shout out to you, and shout out to all of the women around the world, because all month long we've been giving y'all flowers. You know, Mandy, you ought to got a flower bed out there.
Right. I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, I tell you, tonight is just one of these nights, man, where we just want to honor, even though it's Women History Month, we feel that it's just fitting to honor this young man, Deacon Fredville.
It is.
He's a member of the Loving Fellowship Baptist Church down in the DeSoto area. Pastor Michael D. Sneed is his pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Pastor Michael D. Sneed. If you're on the line, hit option one. We'll bring you in tonight, sir. Shout out to all of the young lady just called a minute ago. She's from his church. So shout out to all of you over at Love and Fellowship Baptist Church. You know, we have y'all deacon on the line tonight. But he's a part of the Eat Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we just peacock proud and hyena happy to have him in. Let me see if I got him back. You back with me, Fred Bell?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. He's sitting back listening. I tell you, man. Boy, how your day been so far today, Fred? Man, it's been a blessed day for us, I tell you.
It's been big. I actually just walked in the house when the show came on.
Oh, you've been busy today? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Long day for your day, huh? Okay.
Yeah, then I had to get up early this morning and go prepare Sunday school, so I hadn't been.
You kind of cutting in and out just a little bit, Fred. Cutting in and out just a little bit. I can barely hear you. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you on the phone. Yeah, I can hear you now. Those of you on the phone line, if you want to hit option one, we'll bring you in. And you can have a conversation. You know, you can wish this guy real, real well. What was your Sunday school lesson about today, sir?
Jesus. Jesus overpowers Legion. When Jesus called the demons out the man that was possessed. But you know, that lesson was so powerful. And it's just like when I remember when Sister Bland, when I first met her, she was in Sunday school. And she was telling me how much she loved my teaching. And I was thinking to myself, I said, man, I said, so many people tell me I can teach. And I said, can I really teach? And I asked my wife. And I said, I'm so glad I only hear myself and not what they actually hear, because I don't want to get so big headed to thinking, so many people tell me you can do this and you can do that. Right. So it goes back to the Sunday school lesson today and last week about the woman at the well, and even the demon. Both of those lessons tied into the testimonies of us ourselves, and that's where encouragement for your soul also derives from.
Okay.
No matter what your past has been, the woman at the well had a past, but she still ran and told the people.
Right.
The
right.
demon was cast out into a land where everyone was afraid of him. But when Jesus cast him out, what did he do? He went and told the people his testimony. So those are just scriptures to give people the courage to go out and tell your testimony. Don't feel like because you're not perfect, because there's only one man who was perfect on this earth. Don't feel like you don't have a testimony to share it with someone else. So it's encouragement for the soul so it can reach down deep into your soul and give you encouragement to go on.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great word right there. Well, man, we want to appreciate you. You stay on the wall, brother. You're doing a great job, and we just so peacock proud. How you ain't happy to have you over here on the E-Man After Show. Well, let's take some. We got some people flagging. Let's take some few phone calls. You want to take some phone calls for you? Let's take this number here. Last number. I know who this is. Last four numbers 9991. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hello, y'all.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Victoria.
How
you doing?
We're
doing great.
I'm doing great, man. You, man. This is Prayville. I don't know you personally, but I do hear your words of encouragement on the show. And I want to say, keep doing what you're doing, sir. It's well needed. It's appreciated. It's uplifting. And I just want to say thank you, sir.
Oh, you are so welcome, and I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you for even reading those, because everybody does not have to read them. Some people can just bypass them. But I thank God for each and every one that reads them, because there is probably more people that read them than comment.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Well, Victoria, you sound like you're in the shower. You sound like you're in the shower somewhere. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Right. Yes. Well, we want to appreciate her. You know, these people, they sit back and they listen, because man, I tell you, it is. Then those of y'all kind of wonder what Freya said, because we do it in audio form over here on the show, but he actually send these segments out through a text, and we try to forward them and send them out through the station through. You know, we fought them with different people too, and just all around, this word is going out every day. It's one every day of the week, and they're study going out. So, man, I tell you, you're being a blessing to a lot of people, just encouraging their heart. Because you just really, really, really never know when a person needed and when they needed it, what they needed for. And, you know, sometimes it can just be so fitting, and a lot of times you can get answers from God from stuff like this, because when you know you ain't talk to nobody, don't nobody know what's going on, and then you read something that come out, God be talking to you right there, you know what I'm saying?
So true. Yeah, you know, I agree. A lot of people, what Fred Bell said, a lot of people, they read it. They may not comment, but I'm sure they are now expecting to receive the literature, you know, the writings from Fred Bell, just because they connect to what he's writing. So there's a lot of people out there, they are reading, because we do get feedback, and I've received feedback from people that may not necessarily comment, but they have read what's been written.
Yeah, and it's so encouraging. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines and on the network, you know, we wanted to somewhat dedicate this show. We got another segment. We logged on, we was playing one of his segments, and at 9:35, in a couple of more minutes, we're going to play another segment that he have done for tonight, which I think is just fitting for tonight. And just want to continue to keep you encouraged. Those of you that may have a rough day, a rough week, and, you know, you got to get up, and we got to, a rough week coming up, you know, let this word inspire you. Let it encourage you on the night. Let it be a blessing to your heart, because no matter whose we are, you know, God has always got an answer for each and every one of us. And so, man, I tell you, we just peacock proud and hyena happy. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines, on the network, we're going to go to our segment for the night. It's 9:00. My clock got 9:34. You got to talk for 1 minute, man. It won't come up until you talk. And so we want to, Fred, man, we want to appreciate you. I tell you, you're doing a great job, man. And a shout out to your wife. And I know she's right there encouraging your heart just as well, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know she got to put up with all of that, right, her friend? You know, you're doing the segments and all. Yes, sir.
I'm doing, I replay them for, and I
yes,
asked her, how to, I said, how does that sound? She said, oh, that sounds good. I like that one.
Right, awesome. Right. Awesome. Yes, well, we want to appreciate her just as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to our segment. It's called Encouragement for the Soul. It's by Fred Bell. Y'all guys keep it locked, and we'll be back for more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Is there anyone out there tonight listening who have tried and tried and tried, and they've been trying so long that they feel like they don't deserve the good life, that nothing good belongs to them? They don't deserve to have a good wife. They don't deserve to live in a good neighborhood, whatever it may be. But tonight, I'm here to tell you that it belongs to you, because God has promised it to you, and it is yours. Tonight is a very important time. Tonight makes 1 year that I have been on the E-Man After Show. I have been doing Encouragement for Your Soul for 9 years straight, sending a Bible scripture out each and every day just to encourage someone, because everyone deserves to have encouragement. And as we look at this life, everything that we get, we deserve, because it belongs to us, meaning we deserve the good life too. And we will get the good life if we believe and have faith in God. Because just think, I was doing this for 9 years, and in that ninth year, this blessing came along, and I was given the opportunity to now spread my Encouragement for Your Soul segment on the E-Man After Show. Because if you're faithful, Christ will hear your prayers and he will reward you, because you have to believe that it's yours and it belongs to you. Because when we have faith in Christ, he will give us anything that our heart desires if it lines up with his will. We have to remember that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. So therefore, your Christ and your God has it all. He's your Savior. He's your King. Every tear will fall away when you see him face to face. So you need to start believing that it is yours. And each and every day, we have been given the opportunity to go out and encourage. So everyone you talk to, everyone you know, even yourself, why don't you encourage someone to go on with your testimony, with your story? Because everything God has is for us. So stop believing that you don't deserve anything good. But because as long as you have God and you believe, the good thing will come in his good and perfect time. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
God has a plan with you in mind, you to be fruitful and multiply. He knows your end.
your time, y'all.
My time for you
shall come.
Shall come to pass.
Wait.
Just wait and see.
You'll be
alright.
That's what we came to tell you. Come on. Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
Multiply.
I speak blessed. On your life.
Be fruitful. Come in, Beverly.
Multiply.
Be blessed.
I speak blessed.
On your life.
On your life.
Be fruitful.
Multiply. I speak blessed. On your life.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back again for another great episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is what we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. Man, hopefully you guys have had a blessed day all around the globe. Man, we are all around the globe. We can be heard all around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if I check out the stats, boys, it's amazing how people can hear us all around the globe. Mm-hmm. Technology is something else, right?
Right.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you that's on the phone lines tonight on the network. The time ticker is going off. You're joining the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is where we men come around the domino table and we have great conversations, right, man?
Right.
But tonight we have a brother that we're honoring on tonight. This young man has been encouraging our hearts for a whole year with word from the Lord.
Right.
He doing it in scripture form. Mm-hmm. He do it through a text.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does it on audio form out here. Deacon Fred Bell, are you back with us?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's hanging out on the phone line with us tonight. This is 1 year anniversary. Man, time, you know, they say, man, time has flew by.
It has.
Man, I feel like I'm a 1 year old because the next month is my birthday. Man, the Lord say the same. Delay is coming. Boy, brother, be 62 next month for Deacon Fred Bell. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Man, I tell you.
62 years young.
Yeah, 62 years young. Man, I'm living my best life. You understand what I'm saying? Man, I ain't got no complaints, you know. The devil ain't got no, he don't get no glory on my side of town. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, man, I tell you, I couldn't be no better. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking over here at my little chocolate chips. She all chocolate chipley eating up the cookies that she done made tonight. Fred, yeah. My wife put some cookies in. Fred, we were going to call you and tell you we were going to have some cake for it. You know, but she was like, yeah. No, I'm going to put these cookies in. We've been snacking on cookies. And, man, we said we've been married. I don't know what's going on with our teeth, but we just got the sweet tooth right. Man, that's all we do is eat sweets. You know what I'm saying? But, man, we want to appreciate you. Fred, I got a special person that's hit option one tonight. They want to encourage your heart on tonight, man. And let's try to bring this caller in because we feel like this particular caller here has something to say. And so last four numbers, 7292, you're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Who is this?
It's Miss Bell.
Hello, Miss Bell. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing absolutely fantabulous. Man, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored and unapologetic about it.
All right. Amen, man.
Hey, amen. Well, this is the wife of Deacon Fred Bell, Mandy.
Yes, yes.
Well,
yes. I was saying hello,
wife
Miss Bell.
Of,
sorry.
How you doing, Mandy?
Doing well.
I don't know how many
well.
Years is it? You've been married for a long time there. I don't know.
I think she forgot. It's 29 going on 29 years.
I was about to say 28. I was close. Yeah, 28.
Right.
29.
Well, we know you got some encouragement for your husband, you know. So we want to appreciate you calling. Is this your first time calling the E-Man After Show?
I think it's maybe my second time or my first.
Okay. We know you listen on the network.
Right.
We want to appreciate you calling in. And tonight we're honoring your better half. I mean, I tell you, he's been a blessing to a lot of people's hearts. So, you know, you can encourage him in your own way if you like me.
This year has gone by pretty quick. I didn't even know it was a year until he told me.
Right.
It went by really fast. Yeah, very quick. I'm just very proud of him. He sends out his encouragement for the soul every single day, and some of those encouragement for the souls, actually they encourage me as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So I'm very proud of him.
Well, we're peacock proud, high and happy of him too.
Yes.
You know, because I tell you, and Miss Bell, one of the reasons why we decided to do this, you know, after COVID-19 and after the pandemic, people were just having a hard time sleeping at night. You know what I'm saying? And you know, as Fred Bell pray on my friend's prayer line, you know Deacon Anthony Smith, as he pray on his prayer line, you know, one morning Fred Bell was just praying, and the Lord just dropped that in my heart, just to, you know, you need to have him. I had received a text, and I was just reading it. But then the next morning, he prayed, and all of a sudden, you know, because we always trying to come up with new ideas and new concepts, Miss Bell over here, and I was like, man, this would just be awesome because I'm in the school system, and people was telling me they was having a hard time to sleep, to go to sleep, and you know, the zombie had got at an all high, you know, rate, and I was like, what can we do to encourage people in the nighttime? And I kid you not, the segment that I read let me know that he was supposed to be on the E-Man After Show because, I mean, I can remember vaguely, he was just really encouraging us at that particular time about, you know, those of you walking around with anxiety and, you know, being overwhelmed by the stress and the strains of life. He probably remembered this segment. He talked about the love of God. And I was like, man, that's it. And I sit down with Mandy, and we sit down with the station, and he's been here a year. Won't God do? God does all things well, don't he, Miss Bell?
Yes, he sure does. Yes, most definitely. Amen.
Well, we thank you for calling the E-Man After Show on tonight. Glad to have you to call in.
Yes, thank you.
Well, sure. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for honoring my husband.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're glad to be a blessing, because he's been a blessing. We think we've been a blessing to him. He's been a blessing to all of us.
That's
a whole lot of people. Yeah, Lord. Ain't that how God works? Well, he could just do the doggone thing,
yep.
Huh, can he? Yes, ma'am.
Every time.
Well, you keep him in line over there, you know.
Well, I like the fact
that's a whole other job. That's a whole
other
job right there.
I love the fact that Fred Bell stated that before he sends anything out, he have you to read it. You know, that says a lot, because even in his ministry of encouraging others, you know, you're his partner, you know, and you're working with him. And although you may not be on the front line, you're standing right there behind the scenes, you know, encouraging him and reading over his words and the words that God give him to give us, and you're giving him feedback. So that's powerful.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you on tonight, and keep listening to the E-Man After Show. Tell a friend. You know, we got a lot of great things coming up.
I will.
Yes, ma'am. 2023 that we include and encouragement for the show, you know, because we always coming up. You know, he taught a Bible study when we did our Bible study, didn't he?
Right. It was first Bible study.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes. He taught that Bible study, and it was off the chain, you know what I'm saying? And so we just appreciate all that he's doing, you know, and we got some others that's coming on, and we got a lot of great things.
Okay.
So, ma'am, we're not going to hold you. Your husband is listening to you, so we want to thank you tonight for calling in.
Well, no, thank you guys so much.
All right, you have a blessed one.
You too, thank you.
Uh-huh. Good night now.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the wife of Deacon Fred Bell. She called in to honor her husband on tonight. Fred Bell, you there?
Yeah.
Because you know I'm going to say something crazy, huh?
What's that?
Oh, what's going on in the Bell house tonight, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
Only you.
Only E-Man, huh?
But we do honor you, Deacon Fred Bell. And, you know, guys, for those of you that are listening out there on the network, when we say that he's called to it, we know that God called him, but we say that he's called to what he does because it's effective and we feel the effects of his words. You know, we've been encouraged, we've been uplifted over here, and we've been empowered in the things of God. And so we appreciate all the feedback that we've received in regards to Fred Bell segments, because we do receive a lot of feedback when we're having those one-on-one conversations, and also whether if it's by email, a lot of you guys do give feedback on the segment, and we're so happy and delighted that Mr. Fred Bell will be joining us again for another year.
Yes. Well, we appreciate it, man. I tell you. And so tonight, that's all this show has been about tonight. Anybody else you want to hit option one, we'll bring you in. We see you guys standing by on the phone lines. If you want to just encourage Deacon Fredbear on the behalf of Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley, they send their love, they appreciate you, and they just want me to share with you. Keep up the good work, sir.
All right.
You know,
appreciate
she's all
it.
About, you know, she's all about all of this.
Right.
You know, anything that's good and positive, and, you know, Miss Davis and Mr. T. Smiley is all about that. They have a lot of great things that they got going on. And so, man, we just thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing and all that you're getting ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's your pastor preaching about today, Fred Bell? What's your pastor over there preaching about today?
Oh, man, I had marked it down, too.
Yeah.
You got it with that. You know how people ask your name was church good? You say, yeah.
That's why
I asked you. Preach about you like, I can't remember the scripture.
That's why I asked you. Because I do people like that. That's why we're doing the E-Man. That's why we're doing Bible study on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, if I'm going down there and get my Bible, I got it marked in my Bible.
No, it's all good. Now, because I don't really ask you that because next Sunday night, you know, it's Bible study on the E-Man After Show.
Mm.
And we have one of y'all good friends that's going to be teaching us this Sunday, first Sunday in April, Pastor Kenneth Prox. Yes, he's going to be teaching Bible study. And then we just got it lined up, man. I done shuffle people around because people is, you know, they want to do it, and you know, and he, you know, we ain't got but a few dates. Somebody ain't gonna make
right.
they ain't gonna make the call. They ain't gonna make the cut. You know, I got about four people ain't gonna make the cut. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to see if I was gonna do one at the Fred. I was trying to see if I'm gonna do one at the first of the month and the last of the month. Cause if not, somebody ain't gonna make the
right,
cut. We gonna
right.
run out of time.
Right, cause that month went by quick from since Reverend Gersh did it. Man, it's
yes,
a fast month.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, and so we have Pastor Kenneth Proxy, and he's a member of your church
okay.
just as well, and he's going to be teaching us the first Sunday night of the month. And then we have a young lady, Miss Superintendent Weber.
Mm-hmm.
Weber, she's going to be teaching. And then we have another pastor, then another superintendent. Boy, I tell
mm-hmm.
you, it's lined it up for you, Bill. Somebody ain't going to make the cut if I don't figure out a way how to extend this. But and it's all just to bless people's heart, to encourage
yeah.
people, really. That's
right,
all it's about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, it's so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's so funny how, you know, you and Amanda, well, Amanda said, I was called to do this, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I was talking to a lady at my job, but she called in, and we was just talking. She's, you know, just passing time while I was waiting on one of the managers to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking to the lady, and she told me she was 56, and she was pregnant, and this and that, and this and that. And I started telling her about cancer and this and that. Man, me and that lady had a conversation, that lady started shouting on the phone.
Wow.
And I was training mm-hmm. someone, and the girl was like, Red, she said, I almost started crying when you started talking to her, and she started shouting. And that lady stopped, and she said, sir, I don't know. I'm not saying anything about your job, but God
mm-hmm.
has called you to do something. And
mm-hmm.
I was going to tell you guys that I did actually look into what you guys said. I have contacted somebody about writing a book. And
oh,
I am
awesome.
Looking into being a motivational speaker or someone who goes out and speak to people and encourage them.
Yes,
the
sir.
The person I want to start, you know, doing it at my cancer support group. But then
mm-hmm.
get in, if they wanted me to do it for free, I would do it for free. If you want to pay me, that's fine. But
right,
I just
right.
want to be, because I said there is something more in me than just sitting there answering the phone. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, oh, I'm this, I'm that. But when someone can speak to you in a relative way that relates to you as an everyday
mm-hmm.
person, because someone would rather listen to someone who has been through something instead of a Bible thumper who thinks,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm so holier than thou and this and that. No,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like you. God
yeah.
bless me, and guess what? He can bless you too, because I'm not the best Christian out there.
Right, right, right.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, I agree. The night, Fred Bell, that you told us the story about the police officer coming to your house, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
right.
was like, for a lot of people,
yeah.
you know, that was really like heart-wrenching because, you know, it was just it was very impactful,
mm-hmm.
very impactful. And it's like, okay, now we're left with what else do you have to tell? Like, what else do you have to say?
Yeah.
So, yeah, because we heard you say that
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of things that you have not shared.
Right, right.
And so you've been through a lot. You said that night. So, it, you know, our minds, I know from my mind was like, man, like, I want to hear more, you know.
Right,
so
right.
What you said, you know, about being a motivational speaker and sharing, you know, your stories and things of that nature, I honestly, I mean, it's in you. It's in you.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that even just through listening to all of the encouragement that you have provided, we know that there's more.
Right.
Right.
Well, man, stay on the wall. Is just. It just kind of remind me of something, you know, those of you who have got the book. My pastor wrote a book, Don't Drop the Mic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that book and read it, you'll understand, because that's really what he's talking about, mm-hmm. unpacking all of the traumas and all the things that you went through. And if you go silent on your own life, nobody will know your story.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times our mouth have been muffled not to share. We shouldn't share, but your testimony, your encouragement may be the lifeline to somebody's life and death.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you
right.
never drop the mic and just keep on sharing and sharing, it could come through. Because check this out. It started through a text,
mm-hmm.
you know, him sitting down writing, sending it to it, ended up on a radio show. I don't see why it can't end up in a book form.
It will be. And right. Jesse, you just said he mm-hmm. reached out. And we're happy. E-Man and I, we looked at each other. Mm-hmm. We smiled when you share with us, you know what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm sure to somebody, I'm sure that the connection is there.
Yeah. And then right. we got some people, you know, we don't have people on the show. We can, you know. If you don't get the right editor, we got some editors over here can help you out, you know, because that's where it all takes place in the editing booth, you know,
right.
making sure they tell your story the way you want it told,
yes.
you know.
Right.
But, man, that's powerful because even, awesome. Even man, that's just encouraging to hear just as well because our pastor did challenge us watch night. What we were going to give God back this year.
Mm.
You remember that was, you know. If God gave you a second chance, what are you going to do with that second chance that God afforded you in 2023? And that's why we came up with the E-Man Bible study on the E-Man after show because, you know, we just don't want to just be doing nothing just to be doing it, to say we're doing it.
Right.
Everything we're doing unto the glory and honor of God. Mm-hmm. It ain't got to look like what you want it to look like. And I think that's the problem a lot of times. Just like Fred Bell, we still around the domino table, and I always keep it real with a whole lot of people because, you know, people ask questions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I say just because I'm a Christian don't mean that's what you're going to get from me. You know, mm-hmm. I'm more than
right.
that. You understand what I'm saying? I say, hell, ain't no telling what you're going to get come out of my mouth. I say, but they don't, you know, stop me from being who I am as a Christian and a man
Correct.
Of God. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? I say, let's not get it twisted. You know, you're going to get a whole lot from me because I understand what I'm doing.
Right.
And so in saying that, Deacon Fred Bell, a lot of times people are, you know, start trying to incarcerate you
mm-hmm.
because, quote unquote, it don't look like what they think it should look like.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And so
they'll
start. I mean, Mandy and them just did on her show what they call frenemies. You know what I'm saying? What happens is if you don't really do it the way they want to do it, where they get clickish and get off of their little click and don't want to have nothing to do with you because, after all, they can't control. You know what I'm saying? So what are we saying here? When you allow God just to, you know, let you go in the way that he called for you to go and you don't have to do it like nobody else, just do you and be you. Just like the man that God said on today, man, you know, all kind of opportunities come up. Why? Because God know why he put you in the earth. He put you in the earth to do a segment about his word. He already know that. He didn't care
right.
if you don't care if you're perfect or not. He just want to know if you're going to avail yourself and be a vessel to be used.
Mm-hmm.
And when God find out he can use you, he already told you can use ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what he said?
Right.
You understand what
yep.
I'm saying? Not calling nobody no ass, but
right.
listen, God can use a rock to get done what he when he find out.
Right.
When you understand that you are not perfect, when you are,
mm-hmm.
when you're not even trying to come across like you're perfect,
mm-hmm.
he just wants
right.
a willing vessel. And so, man, I think when you alluded just a while ago, this is just a vessel just yield itself.
Right.
And when you yield yourself, just come as who you are, you know, this is when God starts opening up all kind of opportunities for you
mm-hmm.
because he recognized that, you know, if I can get it to you, I can get it through you. And when he recognizes
right.
he can get it through you, he going to keep on bringing it. And so skies are limited because this will be my encouraging word to you. And we're getting ready to go out to the show. We're going to play your segment going out, another one of your segments as we get ready to leave
okay.
the E-Man After Show on tonight. This is my encouragement to you, Deacon Fred Bell. Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard all that God has for you. Remember this, he who have begun a good work in thee shall complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. To those of you, that's to you, Deacon Fred Bell, to those of you that's on the network tonight, I don't care who you are, know that he, we talking about Almighty God, have begun a good work in you. What is a good work? Whatever God has put in you, know that he's going to see it through because he's got the final say, so he's got the plan. We just walking it out. So to those of you tonight that's listening to the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network, stay encouraged. You know, no matter what you're doing, if you're raising a child, if you, you know, you got a bicycle shop, if you, I was going to say if you're selling weed, but weed is legal too nowadays. So, you know, if you're selling weed, just make You understand? If you playing dumb, whatever you doing, know that God have begun a good work in you. Amen. And it doesn't matter where you feel, it doesn't matter how you feel. God knows the ending from the beginning. And so we're just walking it out. And so stay encouraged, Deacon Fred Bill. Man, thank you for another great segment that you're doing. We'll finish this out, man. And we got some things we're going to share with you, you know, that we're you know, the direction that we're going. And I can just see, boy, that's going to be powerful for that book to come out.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be powerful, that book to come out. And, man, people just able to, because I had another friend, and that's who I was going to turn you on to, that wrote this 365-day daily devotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that publishing company, he got it, is off the chain. We had him on the show, Elder Britt. Britt, you remember we had him on the show? Man, that publishing company he got over there. And so we'll make that connection and make sure you get that just as well now that you're sharing with us. Man, it's powerful. So, man, we want to appreciate you. Nobody else hit option one. If anybody want to hit option one, we'll bring you in. They're sitting on the line listening tonight. If you want to come in and encourage this brother, you can encourage him. If not, man, we're not going to stay on long tonight because we all got a busy week and a long week.
Right.
And so I know you said you just got in, so you done had a long day. So, man, we want to appreciate you. And we just had someone to hit option one. Let's bring this call in just before we go. We know who this is. Last four numbers, 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hey, good evening there, E-Man. And, Mandy,
hey,
how you all doing this evening?
Good evening.
I'm glad to be on the show, and I just decided to just chime in because I've seen you. We only had really maybe a couple of people chime in. So I want to give my encouraging thanks to them. But go ahead. Thank you so much for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To Deacon Bell, it's just been a pleasure that I've been knowing the young man since he's been a member of the Loving Fellowship Baptist Church while I was there. And he came in, man, and the dude just came in working. He came into the Loving Fellowship just working, man. And I want him to keep it. I just want to inform him to keep doing what he's doing. He was one of my intercessors on my prayer line ministry that I heard you mention a little earlier. You know, that he is one of my intercessors on there. I call on him. He's ready to pray. And he's been doing a phenomenal job, whatever he's been doing. So I've been supporting him and walking through his walk with him and just supporting him, being behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage him also to keep doing what you're doing, because out here is blessing somebody. He used to tell his testimony about his about him being overcome with cancer, faithful cancer.
Right,
It has touched a lot of people for me just listening to him tell his story. You know, I sometimes hear people say, he tell this all the time. Well, let that be a blessing. Let that be a blessing to somebody who hadn't heard it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want to say, you know, just for him, keep doing what you're doing, my brother. And I thank you for all that you have been doing, all that you have blessed me in my life. And just continue to keep going, keep doing what you're doing. Also, with the E-Man After Show, it was a blessing that he brought you in. And, man, I like I said, I just heard the words that E-Man saying that it has been a phenomenal people been calling in, saying about your courage and word. That's great. Because we need to spread this all over the nation. It is terrible out here now. This world is something else. Like you said in this word, that we are – we be in the world, but not of the world. And that's definitely the where we have to live. Amen.
Well, man,
so
we
thank
want
you again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you again.
We want to appreciate you, Anthony, man, because I tell you, you know, and I'll say this here to you and to all the brothers that call in. Everybody's doing something. And, you know, you have to cherish when God give you assignment to do, you really, really have to really understand the assignment and carry that assignment out, because, you know, everybody don't get these kind of opportunities, you know what I'm saying? And when God give us assignment, and a lot of times we are assigned to different things in different capacities, you know, and one thing I've learned that when God is giving us stuff, it's really for the marketplace. This is why it's very important that you deal with the marketplace and not be confused. You should make sure, especially when God give you assignment, the assignment is not really for the church. The assignment is for the marketplace.
Right.
And a lot of times we'll try to, because we don't really get it. You know, everything we doing is for the marketplace. That's why we out in the marketplace. That's why we want to stay connected to those outside of the faith, because if we come out from among them, and when you use that scripture, it's a context of the scripture that we need to understand. We can't come out from among them. Why? Because we're a part of them. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure we always stay among them, because if we come out from among them, we won't be able to complete our assignment. Our assignment is to go and be among them. You understand what I'm saying? And so no matter what we do, we can't let no organized religion try to teach us to come out from among them, because that's not really what scripture is saying.
Right.
Our assignment from God is to go into the marketplace, is to hang among them, because how are we going to draw them if we're not around them? We should be around them and be grateful to be around them every day. Why? Because we have a mandate from God to be around them. And so Deacon Smith, you got a powerful men's prayer line. You don't want your prayer line just to be for the church. You want your prayer line to be for the marketplace. You want your God called you to be different. Don't try to fit in with the church. Be there to be different. Because if you're trying to fit in with the church religious group, you're gonna miss the assignment that God called for you to do. You have to put your prayer line up for the marketplace. And why? Because do you know, Anthony, there's a lot of men, I don't know, you already know this, there is a lot of men out there that need to hear about Men of Valor prayer line. We shared Deacon Anthony Smith prayer line to so many different other men. You understand what I'm saying? These young boys out here that shooting and killing every day for a little bit of nothing.
That's right.
You can't even speak to these cats on the street today. You can't listen. And let me encourage all of you that's on the network, because we broadcast this show down in the Dallas Metroplex. Mm-hmm. This road rage, it's hell out here in these streets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This road rage, you better not holler out the window to some of these cats today. You're allowed to get shot and killed. Why? Because we living in these times.
Right.
You know, if somebody cuts you off, hell, just let them go on. Don't try to, like, man, you put in front of me. Dude, if you ain't packing, you know, you better let them go on. Why? Because you can just lose your life for. And so we need a powerful men's prayer line. And I know Men of Valor prayer line is a powerful men prayer line. Mm-hmm. But we need you, Anthony, to be out in the marketplace. Separate yourself. I ain't going to say separate yourself, but I will say that. You got to get out of thinking it's just for Christians and church people, because we all get prayer at church every day. God is calling for you to. God is calling for you, Anthony, to come out from among them. That when he said come out from, he's really talking about the religious group, really. That's what that scripture is really talking about. And so what we got to do is, when God give us a assignment like he gave Fred Bell, and he gave you, this is why I'll tell you in front of anybody, because this is my friend right here, I can talk to him. I'll tell you in front of, you dare to be different, because God didn't call you to fit in. He didn't call you to fit in. He called you to stand out. And I got too many brothers out here that need to be on the Men of Valor prayer line every morning. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And get some prayer.
Exactly.
Then I need them to get that word that Deacon Fred Bell is. Why you think we're doing this? Then I need Bible study. Mm-hmm. And so I ain't going to get that if I'm not among them. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? I want to be among them. I ain't got to do what they do.
We're the example.
I want to be an example, yes. And so, man, we want you to stay on the wall. We want you to stay encouraged. We want you to, you know, just as well, because just as – because you got to understand how this all came together.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Anthony have been friends for years.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I met Deacon Fred Bell through Anthony. You understand Deacon Smith?
Mm-hmm.
This is how God sets up stuff.
Right.
He already know me and Anthony is cool. You understand what I'm saying? So he was like, Anthony didn't know I was going to have a show. I didn't know he was going to have a prayer line. First time somebody tells me you need prayer, I tell him calling to me in the valley. I say, listen, you want some prayer? Let me give you a number. You call it to them at 5:30 in the morning if you want. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Why? Because these are resources that I know to, if you need therapy, Deacon Fred Bell, I tell people they need therapy too. But I say, but if you really want some prayer as a man, I got three other prayer lines. I got the Potter's House prayer line, then I got Hebron Community prayer line too. I say, call this prayer line right here at 5:30 in the morning and ask for Deacon Anthony Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I know these are men that come to Deacon Fred Bell, praise on their prayer line. Other men of God come and pray on there. Why? because if we men, because see, men attract the men. You know, if we men don't do the call that God called for us to do, I just have to have a platform and doing through radio. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, if we don't do what God is calling for and understand the assignment, see, my assignment is not a religious assignment because I refuse for it to be. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to fit in. I'm going to be different.
Right.
You know, and so I'm going to come real, real, because I, you know, I deal with real men. I deal with real world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just talked to a young man this week talking about committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him one of Fred Bell's segments. I said, yeah. And then Anthony and Fred Bell, you know what I told the brother? he was talking to me about how, you know, life is just beating him down. You know what came to my mind, Fred Bell? This might be funny, but you know what came to my mind? I thought about the movie Lean on Me. I thought about the movie Lean on Me when he told the boy, go ahead and kill yourself. That's the only thing I can think of. The reason why it's a funny moment because, okay, you say you're going to kill. You ain't finna kill yourself. I said, well, if you're going to kill yourself, just go run out there in front of a car, you know. Why? Because I ain't finna play these games. You understand what I'm saying? And come to find out, oh, well, man, I ain't really going to. I know you ain't going to really kill yourself. I say, but let me pray with you. And then tell you this, this is what I do, Anthony and Fred Bell. When I'm talking to other brothers and even sisters, the first thing I do, I'm going to give me the Fred Bell segment of Men of Valor Prayer Line. Why? Because I know they credible. You understand? I ain't going to lead them nowhere else. You understand what I'm saying? I lead a lot of them to the Potter's House prayer line. I lead a lot of them to the Hebron Community Church prayer line because I'm on all of those prayer lines. You know, I pray on them just as well. But at the end of the day, you know, we are called to be indifferent. And so dare to be different and see where God takes you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Just imagine we are all around the globe tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so, ladies and gentlemen on the phone line, so Anthony, man, you stay encouraged just as well. You know, you stay on the wall. You continue to, man, no matter what, you know, keep your prayer line up and keep it going and because, you know, somebody need it. Man, I tell you, Fred Bell, you keep doing these segments, man. And E-Man just going to keep being E-Man. I'm going to be on here talking crazy.
It's all right, man. You're using your platform also. It's
incredible. All right, man. Well, man, we glad to have y'all tonight. We got a long day and a long week. And, man, well, Fred Bell, we wanted to honor you. I just got a text from one of your good friends, Fred Bell. They said, man, congratulate at work right now. They said congratulations to you. They listening on the network.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah, so, man, the people are you know, it's amazing. We be on the show and people be texting me, and, man, our phone's just going off over here. They ain't stopped yet. You know,
right?
And so, and I know this is a late show, but guys, the deal to this show is we in different time zones. Right now, it's evening time somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's morning time somewhere. You know, so we are heard in different time zones. So we try to stretch it as long. But me and Mandy have had a long day today.
Mm-hmm.
Had a blessed word on today. Got full. Done did two shows. So we got ready to shut it down. My wife, she. When them eyes start blinking over there, I know it's time to shut it down. Yes, sir. So, Fred Bell, man, we appreciate you. Anthony, we appreciate you. Standing by on the phone line, we appreciate you, too.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, they get shy. They don't want to appreciate your wife. You know, she called it in. Victoria in the shower. She called
it. She sent me a text. She said, tell E-Man, I'm going to kill him.
It just sounded like she was in the shower.
Right.
Yes, well, we appreciate all of you because this is what we do. We try to keep it real around the domino table. I refuse to switch. I'm not switching to do. You know what I'm saying, Mandy?
Yeah, people respect realness. You
mm-hmm.
know, I know that. You know, even like when you have platforms,
mm-hmm.
you can't always express it all from even from certain ministries, certain platforms. You can't express it all,
mm-hmm.
meaning that people may not get all sides of you,
mm-hmm.
but I find that when we have those moments up
mm-hmm.
close up in person, and a person can see you
mm-hmm.
and see that they can relate or that you are we are relatable, then people really appreciate that. You know, they really respect and appreciate when they find out that they can relate to you. I go through that a lot, you know, because, for instance, having a platform, kind of like delivering a word or whatever the case may be.
Right, right.
And then when a person meet me in person, they're like, oh, man, you're different than what I thought you were, you know, or, oh, I can relate. Oh,
right,
she
right.
just opened up. So at the, and the people in the world, that's what they need right now. People are preaching and teaching, and it's good. It is good, right?
Right, right.
But at the same time, when a person can say, okay, let me see your scars, your healed scars, you know, and know that they're not alone. Know that they can relate. Know that the church, of course, we're speaking God's word, but they're not being demonized, you know, or put down or looked down upon. And know that the same God that delivered me and healing me and still is healing me in certain areas, right, can do the same for you. A lot of people gravitate to that.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So at the same, so I just piggyback on what you just said. You know, a lot of time we are to be bringing people into the house of God. We know that the church house is a hospital, but when do we get to the point where we're actually bringing people in? And I just find my walk to be more effective when people see the human side of me.
Yeah,
you know, when people see the human
that.
Side, they're gravitating. You know, they're like, okay, well, she cool, you know. Oh, well, and a lot of times, E-Man, I just be myself in person, and I see people begin to really gravitate. Sometimes I don't have to preach Jesus. I'm just sitting back being myself, but they're watching.
Oh, yeah.
They're
watching
and they're gravitating, you know, so,
Yeah, because the one thing, you know, what kind of ministry I set up on, you know, I just don't feel like no one, and I'll say it this way. If you think I'm all about church, you're going to miss me anyway. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people think because we Christians, that's what we're supposed to be about. No, you'll miss me and a whole lot of people, and you'll miss the things of God because that's not how it's, you know, made out to be. We are just vessels being used, and Shakespeare said it the best. No matter who you think you are, Shakespeare said it just like this. Let every man be true to him own self. And you got to know who you are. When you know who you are, you know whose you are. And so I started out saying, whatever kind of giftings you got, I don't care if you, you know, selling weed at the end of the day, you know, because you're going to make a profit off of that. It'll teach you something. It's legal in some areas. You understand? In some states, you could buy a joint in a minute. You know, just because I'm a Christian, that don't mean I can't say that. You understand what I'm saying? Just because I'm a Christian. I mean, if you go to certain areas right now, you can literally buy weed, which, you know, we talking about now. All the people that used to smoke weed got locked up. Y'all probably need to let them go. Why? Because it's legalized now. You understand what I'm saying? And so what are we seeing? At the end of the day, you're going to get all kind of conversations coming from me.
Right.
You know, I would never let no one, you know, put me in a box because I practice a religion and say I can't do this and I can't do that, because we understand that's not God anyway. And so all of us are called by God. We've been saved by God. That's the other thing. You only been saved by God and nobody else. Until you really understand who God is, you'll let a lot of the religious teachers fall away. You'll come from up under a lot of bondage. And so in order to be free from bondage, you got to know God, who God is to you. And once you know who God is to you, giftings come out of you. If it's you being a mechanic. You're a mechanic, ain't you, Deacon Fred Bell? Ain't you a mechanic? Fred Bell, ain't
you? I do something. Everything, stuff, take a motor out of a car.
Yes, and so here's a brother that's a mechanic. You know, I don't care what you do. In this day and time today, everything that you do and can do comes from God. Every gift has come from God.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, sir.
And so we got to get out of this mindset of thinking because we Christians that we got to paralyze life and we ain't supposed to. Yes, you should be among everyone that's not saved. You shouldn't come from up among them. You should be around them. Why? Because he already told you, you're peculiar. He put you in. He put you there for to be a beacon of light. How are you going to represent him if you're not amongst them?
Right.
And so I think we get confused because we're trying to prove to man that we're different. Ain't nobody on this earth different than nobody. Ain't nobody different than nobody on earth.
True.
We all the same. We all clay, we all dirt, we all sinful, we all, every one of us. Mm-hmm. And so we, if the Holy Spirit resides in each and every one of us that call ourselves believers, make sure that you understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be also careful. It's not, what are we saying as men? When you sitting down talking to a hip hop guy, mm-hmm. I talk to hip hop guys. When I'm talking to real brothers out there, I got to know their language.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Honestly, mm-hmm. I believe that's why the remnant, mm-hmm. they're looking different. They're
yes.
not. They're not looking like the tradition.
Right.
The
right.
traditional church. They're looking different, and these people here, they just want to hear the truth. They
yes.
don't want the antics.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the you know what people think you want them to hear. They really just want the truth.
Right,
and to be honest, they're not looking like tradition, you
right,
know, what
right.
we were accustomed to, and they're not sounding that way. But they have a word from the Lord.
Yeah, man, I was talking to a hip guy. I got it the other day, Deacon Anthony and Fred. I was talking to this brother the other day, not to, but I have to know his language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't hit him with no Bible scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I just began to talk his language.
Right.
As I began to talk his language, it opened up for me to ask him a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, if you was to die today, you think you'll go to heaven? He said, you know what he said to me, Deacon Fred Bell? He said, man, I don't know. He literally said to me, he said, I don't know. I said, well, you know, we can seal a deal today. I think he got a little nervous. I said, listen, you ain't got to go to nobody. I said, I can pray salvation on you right now. I say, I can give you this scripture. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and believe it and do it from a sincerity, you know, because God knows the heart. And I said, you could be saved. I said, your name could be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he kind of paused for a minute. I said, can I pray with you? And he said, yeah, man. Yeah, he said, yeah, brother. He walked away with tears in his eyes. Why? I didn't even pull no Bible scripture. I didn't even act deep with it. You understand what I'm saying? But just think if I wasn't talking his language.
Mm-hmm.
You just think if I'd stole a bunch mm-hmm. of Bible scripture and it went over his head.
Right.
I'd have missed the opportunity to lead somebody to Christ. I actually led this brother to Christ just by just a little simple conversation. Why? Because he seen who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Because real no real.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
You know, mm-hmm. I, everything God has is good, right?
For sure.
And it a lot of times is how we've been taught.
Oh, yeah.
So at the same time, our hearts are in the right place. A lot of times we love the Lord and love people a lot of times. But it's what we've been taught. So what's been imparted in us, we go out and we provide to others,
mm-hmm.
right, a lot of times. Now, we need to study the Word of God for ourselves,
right.
But it's a lot of times people's hearts are in the right place. It's just that that's what they've been taught and that's what they're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, so everything is good that God has.
That's why we're doing
E-Man
and Bible study on E-Man after
that, you know, yeah, absolutely. But we can see, and even if someone is, let's say, traditional, whatever the case may be, we can yet still get the good from them, which is Jesus, right?
Right. And so Fred Bell, keep those segments coming real because people are being blessed by
them.
They
are being blessed.
And so you keep on writing them. Well, man, we'll be waiting on that book to come out in 2023.
We waiting.
We'll be waiting. Next time that book come out in 2023, where you have our support in any type of way. And Anthony, man, you keep your prayer line going, you know, and make sure, you know, that you're doing the same that God called you to do. But, man, we got to get up out of here tonight, guys. This has been a great show on
yeah.
tonight. We want to appreciate it. You know what's amazing to me, man? Don't nobody never hang up. They sit there on the phone line. They never hang up, huh?
No, they
Amen.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You know what else is amazing? You asked me
yes,
how
sir.
I get those scriptures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at something, right? And
mm-hmm.
I was going to write one that says, dare to be different. You continue
oh, wow.
to say dare to be different, and I'm laughing to myself, and I'm like, you don't even know God done gave me confirmation. I'll write that, so you already know the one tomorrow going to be dare to be different.
Well, man, that's awesome because You know, I guess for me, I guess I just sit up under a minute. I dare to be different. I don't even want to fit in. I don't even like running around people that do the same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm not called for that anyway. I call to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be different. I'm not going to fit in with the church group. I'm not going to fit in.
Right.
I want to fit in with the world, and I want to fit in with the church group. I want to be in both places.
Right.
Why? Because God called me to fit in, not for a particular group, for the whole world. So you might see me at Frank and Beverly May's concert one weekend, and next weekend you might see me at Kirk Franklin. So to all of you that don't do stuff like that, you'll get over it. It'll be all right. We're all going to heaven together because my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life for sure. That.
Yeah.
And so we just want to be a beacon of light.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to encourage someone. Mm-hmm. We just want somebody to know, no matter who you are. And most of all, we want you to be the best husband. This is a men show. Let me say this to men, you know, that's out there listening on the network. My only appeal to you is if you're a father, be the best father that you can be. If you're a brother, be the best brother that you can be. If you're a son, be the best son that you can be. If you're a friend, be the best friend that you can be. You know, be whatever you can be the best in it, no matter why.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you know, we living in a society today that, you know, if we men, you know, if it ain't our health, we stroking out, it's all kind of stuff going on. With why? Because, you know, it's a lot of stress to keep up something that you ain't. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lot of stress to be something that you're not going to never be.
Right.
Because that means you keep working on trying to be something that you ain't going to never be.
Mm-hmm.
Being saved is not about nothing but faith.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know by faith that you are saved. That's all you got to do. And if you don't know that, you know you taking days off your life trying to walk out something that you're not going to never be able to walk out. You got to know who you are as a man. You got to know who you are as a man to God. You got to know who you are just a regular man. Walk in your own truth. If you don't walk in your own truth, you really just existing and wasting time on earth. So to every man that's listening to the E-Man After Show on the network, I want you to walk in your own truth. I want you to be who you are. And don't try to please no one. And if those that's looking at you and don't like the way you are, of course, they'll get over it. You understand what I'm saying? You just dare to be different. And if we can get you to dare to be different, we can get some of these guns dropped down, you know, dropped off the streets. If we dare to be different, you know, we can stop a whole lot of killing that's going on.
Right.
We got too many people trying to fit in, and we're not getting things done. Why? Because we trying to be accepted by others, and we're doing it in the wrong way. Man, if another shooting happened in Dallas, I don't know what we going to do. You know, people are just getting shot down every day, the school system, everything. Why? Because everybody have got in their little corner, and they trying to do something, but they ain't coming together as a whole. And wonder what would happen if the Muslims and the Christians got together. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of us all trying to be separate and saying, you know, they teach one thing and we teach another. Wonder what would happen if we men start, you know, policing the streets and getting guns off the street. No, we're not going to do that. Why? Because we done got cliquish and we done got caught up into this thing of, you know, we think we better than the next person. And I'm religious and I believe this way and I believe that way. But every day, there's a shooting going on. So, Deacon Fred Bell, what are we going to do about all these shootings, man? What are we going to do about all these killings?
I have no idea.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's an honest answer. Because we, you know, I know one thing, police reform will help it out a whole lot. But at the end of the day, we knew when they passed that law, the gun law, we know when they pass the law of open carries, man, it's brothers and sisters walking in the store with guns on they, like it ain't no big deal. You understand what I'm saying?
I seen a guy in Home Depot where he was trying to get some light bulbs, and he had his, he was raising up, his gun was on his side, and I just thought to myself, if I was going to rob the store, he'd be the first one I'm going to shoot.
Yeah, man, because it's crazy out in these streets.
And it's so funny, when they passed the law, it went right over, I'm going to say, our heads. Since we are black people, it went right over our heads. I say, they don't understand. They're passing that law so you guys can kill each other.
That's it. for sure.
And it goes right over their heads, right over their heads. I'm like, y'all don't understand,
man. And I tell you, you would think by now that we would all be down there marching, no matter what religion we in, to get these guns taken off the street, no matter who you serve. You would think by now, you know, all men, I ain't talking about just black men, I'm talking about all men. Listen, we got to get these guns off the street because our babies are getting shot down in school. Who would think to send their child to school early in the morning time and they get shot down? You know, don't no parent wake up for that. You understand what I'm saying? So while we praying every day and while we going to church every other night, we need to be out in the streets marching and making a difference. You know, it's okay to pray, but when we get through praying, what you doing after we get through praying? You understand what I'm saying? See, that's the kind of that's what I'm about. I'm about doing some work after, you know, I could pray all day long and God hears us when we pray.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he only blesses what we do. You understand what I'm saying? So we ain't forming no, you know, groups to come together and say, you know, what if another one of our young men gets shot down, one of our little girls get shot down. You know, what are we really going to do if all the churches came? That's why I'm talking about if the mosques came together, if the Muslims came together, if the Israelites came together, if the folk that call themselves Christians, if we could at least collectively come together and say, we got to do something to get these guns off the street. That mean if that, we had to sign a ballot, Fred Bell, where we need so many numbers to even just start it. We got to do something to get, because we don't know what we're going to do. It may be your child tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen the next day you wake up. You know?
And it say faith without works is dead. So
being alone,
God can do it, but you got to get out and you got to do some leg work. You got to do some leg work yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And so that's what I'm all about. You know, I ain't all about just being on my knees. When I get up off my knees, what are we doing when we get up off our knees? You know, because why? At the end of the day, that's a part of it. But we got to make sure. But see, when we start talking like this, real men, because these are the kind of men that I talk to. You know, when we start talking like this, the religious men, they shy away and they'll start, well, you know, we don't want to deal with that, you know. And so they'll stay in their corner and say, we just go pray. You understand what I'm saying? But they ain't going to come join us and get on the street and march. Don't you think, Deacon Anthony, they ain't going to come march with us, huh, Aunt? You understand? So at the end of the day, as we pray, we want to make sure, and I challenge, and Anthony know me, and Deacon Fred, but everybody else know me. Listen, at the end of the day, I'll tell anybody that no matter what, you can pray, you can fast till you get so skinny and slip through a keyhole. None of that, I don't care about none of that if you ain't doing nothing. You understand what I'm saying? The only difference that you can make is you get a petition together. It's always been this saying, people talk about people, but they ain't really never doing nothing. Behind the scenes, we can start a petition where, and I can start it on the E-Man After Show. I'll be the first one because I ain't got no problem. I'll walk right up in there. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because at the end of the day, I'm tired of waking up and turning on the news and found out another child done got shot down for no reason at all. You know, I just seen on the news the other day where some young lady was, you know, she got four babies that's left because somebody road rage, they done shot her and she done hit the wall and kill herself. If that ain't crazy, you understand what I'm saying? But there is a scripture in the Bible over there, and I want to say it's over there in Corinthians, and maybe Timothy, one of them. It says there is no peace for the wicked. This world is wicked. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so he told you in his word, there is no peace for the wicked, and this world is wicked. And so there ain't going to be no peace. And until we get over up out of here, we're going to continue to be in this, what they would call wars and rumors of wars, you know. So, we're in such a war today, and I thank God that my pastor was teaching us a few weeks ago, a thesis of God, you know, understanding that he talked about us living in the last days, you know. They was living in the last days when my mom and them was coming up. We ain't living in the last days. Everybody been living in the last day. But we're coming up on the last day, you know. We're getting down to the point, we're coming up on the last day where, Jesus is going to come. And so until he come, what are we going to do to make a difference? So dare to be different, to make a difference. We got to make a difference because, man, I don't know if y'all mad as hell, but I'm mad as hell at for all the killings that I'm seeing, all the shootings that I'm seeing. And I ain't finna say no church words to make it sound good. I'm mad as hell.
Right.
I don't know about y'all. Who wouldn't be mad if and I ain't talking about black kids. I'm talking about white kids, Hispanic kids. I'm talking about, you know, people putting their loved ones in the ground for a bunch of foolishness. You understand?
Right.
It don't make sense. You know, you just driving home and you getting shot at, you getting shot down. That don't even make no sense. It's a story out in Chicago right now. Deacon Fred Bell over in the south side of Chicago. Young lady with three babies just going home from McDonald's. And the young man didn't have money to buy McDonald's, and he robbed her and shot her just to get their food. Is that crazy or what?
That's
so
crazy.
It's crazy. All the news, you know, we're privy to a lot of stuff on the news and on the wire. Man, it's crazy out here in these streets. And so what are we going to do? Most people don't want to protest. Most people don't want to have – they don't want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So let's do something, people. And so to all of you on the network tonight, listen, E-Man is propelling you. Let's get out here and make a difference. If we got to protest, if we got to go to march down the legislature, we got to get some ballots. And first and foremost, we need to – we're talking to the men. You know, if men don't get together and rally, you know, and sex trafficking is all high right now. But I guarantee you, until your child gets snatched, you'll do something then until your child gets snatched. So let's do something for your child gets snatched. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's come from behind the wall. Let's come from behind the walls of the church and do something before your child gets snatched. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, while we going to the church and sitting up there looking all cute and, you know, running around the church every day, but, you know, these young ladies are getting snatched by, I mean, man, I tell you, it's crazy out here in these streets. And so tonight, Fred Bell, we done took a turn, Fred. You understand what I'm saying? But this is what goes on the E-Man After Show. This is why I like this show, because this is a men's show, and so I come from men being real. You know, I ain't finna put on no airs. I ain't finna freak for no religious group. I ain't finna fit in to talk that religious talk just because I'm a Christian. I've come from the hip. I come from the hip. I'm a real brother out here in these streets. I want to see a difference change. You know, I know we can do it through God, and God is on our side. He's got our back, but he's challenging us to be different and get out here and make a difference. And so that's what we want to be about. We want to be about... I don't want it to be said that even got on the show was talking about. So that's why I'm in so many different organizations helping, you know, some things get done. My wife, I got a deal. I got a surgery duty coming up, Fred. You know, I used to be one of these brothers, Fred, that used to say, oh, man, I'm going to try to get out of jury duty. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But I want to go down there and serve on. I want to go. Why? I ain't trying to miss a day of work neither, you know, because if you're not involved in the system, you know, I do know the trial that's coming up, but why I'm going to keep letting them put our people behind bars for something that they didn't do? And so we going to pray, but we ain't going to go down there and sit down on the jury box and let our voice be heard to say, no, y'all falsely accusing this young man. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Why? Because we got so much fear. That, oh, no, I ain't going to deal with that. I ain't going to talk about that. No, well, then you don't need to be saying nothing to me about nothing. If you can't do your civil duties of making sure an innocent person can walk free, I ain't really got no conversation for you at the end of the day.
If anybody feels like that, they need to listen to this podcast that's on iHeartRadio called Wrongful Convictions. They need to go down there and serve on the jury. Because some of that stuff is ridiculous.
Man. You understand what I'm saying? For sure. It is ridiculous. And so how can we make a difference? We got to do our job in making sure we put our foot to the plow and not walk in fear of being scared and acting like, you know, we're gonna turn a whole shoulder to that. You understand what I'm saying? And our young boy was getting locked up in jail for stuff they ain't doing. I tell you. And so, to those of you on the network tonight, we want to thank you. We prepare you to, and to, this is a prepare to all men, no matter who you are. Make sure you are doing something to make a difference and dare to be different. Don't try to fit in with the status quo. You know, you're called to be different. You didn't call to fit in. Don't be around. I tell Anthony this all the time. You know, don't. And of course, I got people tell me this all the time. You don't want to fit around with. I don't even want to be around everybody that think alike. I want to be around people that think totally different. I don't never want to be around. I don't want to be in a room with everybody got the same idea. Everybody doing the same thing. That means ain't nobody growing. I want someone to come in and say, hey, I don't like it like that. We want to do it like this. Hell, I don't want to do it like that. I don't want to go to another church meeting. No, I want around people like that. Why? Because if you ain't got men challenging men, this is real talk right here tonight, ladies and gentlemen on the network. If you ain't got real men challenging men, we're going to lose a whole lot of more men because it takes us men. And see, my wife is sitting here. Women don't know how to handle these kind of conversations. And I ain't saying handling them in the way of a conversation. I'm saying we talking men stuff here. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Right now, if you don't understand how to protect your own home, you got crazy Christian running around here wanting to buy a gun to put in their home. Every man should have a pistol in his house. I don't care. You should not be living in the yet-to-be United States and you ain't able to protect your family. That's crazy as hell to me at the end of the day. You understand what I'm saying? If somebody was to show up at this house right here, it's just not going to be nice. You understand? I'm going to pray later. I told Mandy this a couple of years ago. I said, if you looked out the driveway, and we get ready to end the show. We got 13 minutes. I'm trying to take it to 11 minutes. If we looked at the driveway and some guys were getting ready to rob me and I done taught you how to shoot a gun, I said, what you going to do? What did you say, man? Man, said,
Stop right now.
What did you say you going to do?
Nothing. Stop. We're not going there tonight. No.
I told man, I said, if you don't shoot them, Fred, I said, listen. I don't think you said you're prayed. You just say I don't know.
No, that's what you put out there, though. That's what you put out there.
Fred, I told her, if she pray, I'm divorcing her the next day. You sitting up here with the automatic and some brothers out in the alley robbing me, and you praying? Oh, dude.
Listen, it's going to take some carrots to pull that trigger.
But listen, you better put your Bible up and get up off your knees and let all 18 of them rounds go. you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's a laughable moment, but it's a serious moment. Why? Because,
right.
you know, your family got to be protected. We already protected under the blood. You know, we're protected under blood. Our name is written down in the Lamb Book of Life. That's the spiritual side of us. I'm talking the natural side of us. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you got to protect the natural side because I recognize things that's natural, you deal in the natural. Things that's spiritual, you deal in the spiritual. It's not a time to pray about getting robbed and you got a pistol in your hand. It's time to shoot and try not to miss. Just don't hit me. at the end of the day, because I'm trying to stay on here. I'm trying to stay around just as long as you stayed around. But ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you on tonight. I love these kind of conversations, and I'm going to keep these kind of conversations going because the more I talk to different brothers and the more I talk to even different sisters, I'm encouraged by them just seeing some of the stuff that they are seeing. Why? Because I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it real. And to those of you who don't understand what keeping it real and 100, you'll get it in the long run. So, man, let's all stay positive. Deacon Fred Bell, keep us encouraged with your segment. It's been 1 year. Stay on the wall. We're looking for that book to come out. Anthony, keep your prayer line going. You know, make sure you keep your prayer line going because men need it. You know what I'm saying? And no matter what season you are, because we all in different seasons in our life, you know, as God afford all us, he bless us at different seasons. And a lot of time we may start out doing one way and God take us another way. But Every one of us got a mandate, and the call that God given you, you shouldn't be jelly or nobody. You just should work your call that God gave you. When God give you a call, people going to come, people going to go, people going to, you know, be a part of, but you got to know that you was called to it. And then you just got to stick with it and be faithful to it, because the reward come in the faithfulness. Wouldn't you agree, Deacon Fred? Listen, listen. The reward coming, you know something about that, don't you, Mandy?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and so, I agree.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get ready to end the show on tonight. Anthony, you feel like praying us out tonight, sir?
You know, I got it covered.
Yeah, so we gonna let Deacon, and the reason why I like to pray, because when I have real conversation like that, because, you know, at the end of the day, I think that me being 61, I'll be 62 next month. You know, I earn the right to say what I say. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, I done lived long enough, and just like the man that God said today, do you know how much stuff God done kept me from? If anybody was going to kill me, they ain't did it yet. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I know I'm protected under the Almighty God. But I do got some steel, there's some peace there, but you be steel too. at the end of the day, why? Because at the end of the day, I got a family. I got some peace there to make a whole lot of people be steel. At the end of the day, and so men, love on your kids. And I'll say this here, Deacon, and I'll say this, Mr. Freeberg, y'all better tell y'all loved ones y'all love them every day. You know, tell, even if you don't love them, act like you do. You lie about everything else. If you don't love them, just tell them, because, man, people are getting up out of here and people ain't telling people they love them. You better tell your loved ones you love them.
Right.
You better tell your loved ones, you know, every day I walk out the door, man, I love you, man. I say, huh?
I do.
is that a ritual? Is that just something you be saying?
No, I mean it.
Okay. Well, man, y'all tell y'all kids y'all love them every day. Y'all better tell y'all loved ones that y'all love them, because, boy, there's some stuff going out on these streets. And if we don't, you know, if we don't get a handle on it, I don't know what we're going to do. But, Anthony, you know, we're going to ask you to pray us out, man. Just pray for this whole world. Man, this world is something else. And you're a man of God. You have a prayer line. You know how to pray. You know what to pray. So I ain't going to tell you what to pray, but I'm just going to ask you just to lift up this world, because, man, we got a whole lot of stuff going on, brother. And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we wanted to honor our good friend Deacon Fred Bell. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Deacon Fred Bell. Come back, well, not next Sunday night, because we'll be having a Bible study on the E-Man after show, but come back after that. And we'll give you, know, some encouragement for your heart. Man, you got anything you need to say before we get up out of here? You ready to go to bed, huh?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say happy 1 year anniversary, Fred Bell. We certainly enjoy your segments over here.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, Anthony, pray us out, man. And y'all have a blessed, productive week. And we'll talk to y'all next Sunday night. Pray us out tonight, Ant.
All right. Let's go to God in prayer on tonight. Father God, we thank you, Father. We thank you for being in our presence, oh, Father God. We thank you for tonight, Father God, that you brought this platform here tonight, Father God, so we can share things, Father God.
We can
express things, Father God, that they can go further, Father God, all over this nation, Father God. Father God, we know the trials and tribulations of this world, Father God, and some things that we're in trouble behind, Father. But you watch over us, because we ask for your guidance. We ask for your protection. We ask your head of protection over each and every one of us. Protect our home, our household, Father God. For God, Father God, protect us tonight as we slumber and sleep on tonight,
oh,
Father God.
Yes.
Let
yes,
us
Lord.
Move and let us be moved in a movable way, Father God. Remove some of the evil things that's up in this world, Father God, as you said in your word, Father. We get rid of our evil, wicked ways, Father, then and only then will you heal this land. So we are looking for that, Father.
Amen.
We're looking for each and every one of us to stop any evil ways, wicked ways that we're doing, Father God. We
yes,
ask
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, just protect us.
Cover
us.
Yes,
Lord.
Let the blood of Jesus rain down upon each and every one of our households. Let angels cover and hover all this whole world, Father God.
Yes,
the world
yes,
is
Lord.
In a turmoil, Father God. And we ask
yes.
to remove that enemy that's lurking the world, Father God. Remove him. yes, like never right. before, Father God. Put him under our feet. We can stomp yes. on him, Father God, and keep him removed, Father God. Send it back to the pestilence of hell where he come from, Father.
Yes,
oh,
and
yes.
maybe this world can have a turnaround, Father. Maybe this yes. world can come out of some of the trials and tribulations and turmoils that it's in, Father.
Yes,
but we thank
Lord.
You. We thank you for the gathering that you give each and every one of us. Thank you for having
yes.
Deacon Bell present and giving his encouragement and word out.
Yes, Lord.
That somebody can be saved. Somebody can come to you just by hearing his word. Thank you for
yes.
these prayer line ministries that's out, Father God, that
oh, yes.
somebody can be saved from them, Father God.
Yes.
Somebody can hear something from you, Father, that they can come
yes.
to you, Father God, and turn their life around. So
oh,
we thank
yes.
you for tonight, Father God. Bless
thank
each
you.
And every person that was on here tonight. Bless them in a mighty way, Father God, that they be fulfilled with something from the name of Jesus. Something
oh, yes.
from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that brought them this way tonight, Father. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that they just be protected and guided
yes.
only through you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is so, and so it is.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, so until we meet again, we want to thank both of you guys that's hanging out with us around the domino table on the
thing.
Nobody else here popping you up. It's amazing. I'll be sitting here talking. I'm just trying to see if anybody's going to hang up. They won't hang up, man. I guess we thank y'all for listening on the email after show tonight. And so, Mandy, let's
yes.
thank Big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
Well, you tired, huh?
I am. Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, everybody.
Check this segment out, and y'all have a blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt that you were down? You had no one to talk to, no one to turn to, no one to look forward to, meaning there was no one that you felt like understood you or wanted to even listen to your problems? But let me tell you, if there is anybody out there feeling like that tonight, there is always someone that you can call on that will be there in an instant. He's like no other. He is the one who created you. He is the one who loves you. No matter what you think, he will always be there. Yes, I'm talking about that man they call Jesus. Because Psalms 145:18-19 tells us the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He also...
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.